Buddha, also Buddha, started teaching at Varanasi. But actually, when he attained enlightenment under the Buddha Bodhi tree, he started his teaching for the people. Now, after sitting for 7 days, I want to see and I want to hear your true teaching. Now come and show me your teaching.
My heart is full of joy. This Dindo, the Tassajara, is like my own home. Sitting in Zazen, eating with my fellow monks, trying to follow the way of my Roshi. Word by word, moment by moment, feeling by feeling, my delusion and my feeling is expressed in this moment.
Yes. In this moment is right. Don't live in future or past.
Rocho Roshi, as the sun enlightens our daily life, as the stars never cease to shine, how is it possible to forget?
To forget it. Originally, you do not forget it.
Coach Roshi, outside I see the trees and the things that grow, the rocks, seeming to do perfect zazen. And I see my own potentiality for this. Yet still, I feel great fear. Please tell me, what is the true nature of fear?
Fear has no reason why it arises. So when the lactant running water become a part of you, when you become truly their friend, there will be no fear.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, the fish is in the water. The water is in the fish. It is soundless. He cannot hear it. It is clear. He cannot see it. It has no smell. How can there possibly be a mistake?
There is no mistake whatsoever.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshan, I have two questions. Where is home? What is your strength?
When you start wandering about, there is no home. There is no strength. But if you find your home, in this moment, at this place, you have enough strength to practice our way. And home is right here.
Should we try to overcome our weakness, or should we try to work through it?
Why you should overcome? You should try to overcome when there is no big mind or no small mind. This is Asahara Zendo.
Dr. Roshi, after 4 months training and 7 days session, what am I doing here?
You are doing nothing.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, I'm afraid to ask you a question. Why?
Because you see me as your teacher, always.
Thank you very much.
Open your eyes and listen to me more.
Dr. Roshi, how is it possible to lose the fear of no nose, no mouth, no eyes, no world of eyes?
Fear comes from your ego. So the way is to open up your mind so that there's no more ego.
Is there only one act of devotion?
Excuse me. Yes. I couldn't follow you.
Is there only one act of devotion? Can it?
After devotion. Devotion itself. Only one. And devotional life will be continued one after another in this sentence.
Dr. Roshi, when we are silent, what is the question?
There is no question when you are silent, but when you are in activity, you will have innumerable questions, but questions should be answered on each moment, in each moment.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, how can I stop to ask a question?
Originally, there is no need to ask questions. Your active mind brings about many questions. So the point is to practice our pure way. Then, at least at that time, you have no question.
Thank you very much. Mr. Roshi, why did you and why did all the Buddhists and patriarchs join the teaching of some others?
Try to teach what?
Why did they teach and try to save others?
Save others. Because all of them are part of them.
With my teacher more and more, I find more and more a growing dependency on you in that role, and I'm afraid of it. What can I do about it?
There is no need to be afraid of being a part of me. Don't be afraid of me. And try to study hard.
But what happens if something happens to you and you can't be our teacher anymore?
That cannot be happy. I'm always with you, forever.
Thank you very much.
Why has this come about that we can feel that we have lost our home and make the journey, what we think is a journey, to return to it? Why is this?
That your feeling is opposite. You think you started your journey from home, but real home is here. Don't wandering about to various countries.
I understand that, but I wonder why it is that we do that.
Because you started your journey from your home, which is not true home, but which was not true home. You must feel as if you came back to your home right now.
Dr. Roshi, what is the fundamental cause of the universe?
Cause of illness?
Universe.
We do not discuss about it because as there is no beginning or no end for the universe. Don't forget, you said yes. Do not forget that you said yes with no.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, what is it that the great sages have said speaks when you are silent, yet is silent when you speak?
Great sages always incessantly giving teaching, not only through his mouth but also by its blinks of eyes, walking, sitting, lying down, always he is showing the truth.
Dosa Roshi, Roshi, when a person has saved himself or herself, has that person also saved the world?
Yes. All universe will be saved. If it is not so, he did not save himself or save others.
We can succeed in directing our effort inside. How can there be anything outside our effort?
So, there is no inside or outside. We say our effort should be directed towards inside. But why we say it to suggest you the direction? One arrow will get through past, present, and future. The three worlds, and the arrow will continuously go forward. Don't think the arrow is always going outward. So outward, go outward. 1,000 miles means to come back. So going back 1,000 miles. So don't think that it's outside or inside in our practice.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, should we think or ponder about the points or problems or anything?
Yes, you should. But if you want to think in its true sense, you should reserve the area where you do not think. That is pure practice. Your thinking should not be based on a near foundation.
Dutroshi, is it necessary words, questions, or even thinking?
For you, it may not be necessary. Continue your practice. I know what you mean. Go and test. Go and rest.
Roshi, I have many questions, but they seem to come and go, and they don't seem very important. And everyone seems to have worked very hard during Sashimi.
The question is not, should not be about whether it is right or wrong. Right now, the most important thing is to find what is the most important thing. Still, your question is directed to wrong direction. You are asking yourself or for others, which is not important. The most important thing is to find, to be involved in what you do, what you are doing now. without thinking, good or bad. Stop asking and stop thinking and devote yourself to your kitchen work. Whatever people say or whatever you yourself say, you should not be concerned about it.
You have told me that first I must serve in calmness.
Serve?
Serve in calmness others.
Mm-hmm.
Is the box that is illumined by the mind of calmness only a small box?
Today it's actually no small or big boss. When you call any boss, that is your boss. Because you think this is big boss. Great boss, your practice is not anymore true practice. Don't be involved in good or bad, high or low. Just do what you should do at that moment.
Thank you very much. Toshi Roshi, automobile go to San Francisco, jet plane to New York, rockets to the moon. Where does instant mind go when it's not here?
Instant?
Instant mind. Where does the mind go
when
it's not here?
Mind does not go or come back. Mind is always here. The mind which is wandering about is not true mind.
Joe Rossi, there is no question that is not answered before it is asked. Have I spoken truly?
Excuse me, I couldn't follow you.
There is no question that is not answered.
That is not the answer.
Before it is asked.
Mm-hmm. Every question is answered when you ask questions already.
Dr. Roshi, to do it all in the present moment and to be totally involved in the present moment. And yet, it seems so impossible with so much feeling and so many thoughts. It seems so impossible.
Mm-hmm. Too many thoughts, it's all right. That is not the point. The point is, to be concerned about too many thoughts or no thoughts. All thought, all the thought you have is one thought or no thought. I'm not saying to stop your activity. I'm not counting how many thoughts you have. All the thoughts you have is originally one thought. If it is one thought, that is no thought. So, don't be concerned about the thought you have. Don't be bothered by it. You should think. To think is all right. But to be bothered by or to discriminate good thoughts or bad thoughts is bad.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, snow is piled deep in the mountain pass, making it nearly impenetrable. How do we pass from here?
If you want to pass, you can. There's no difficulty in passing through. Is there any difficulty? I don't think so.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, thank you for coming to the United States. Thank you for bringing us your teaching. And thank you for showing me this new life in our way. Thank you
very
much. Thank you. Dr. Roshi, what now?
Now. Don't ask me. Now is now. You have now. I have my own now. satisfied now is so important. It is beyond question and answer.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, who are the Sangha?
We are those who are in the Sahara, in Sangha, in limited sense. But all of us, all sentient beings are Sangha.
Thank you very much. Roshi, if everything changes, why is there always suffering?
Because of change. Change itself is suffering. If change is essential nature for everything, suffering cannot be avoided. That because there is no way to avoid from it. If you know there is no way to avoid from it, that relief.
Neither mind nor Buddha, what is this?
Excuse me.
Neither mind nor Buddha.
Neither mind nor a Buddha, did you say? Neither mind nor a Buddha points out the real Buddha, because we are caught by the word of Buddha. If we say Buddha, we want to find out where is Buddha. When Buddha is right here, so neither mind nor Buddha, we say.
Dr. Roshi, who observes our way?
You observe our way. When you observe our way, everything observe our way. So, our way is universal way, and at the same time, your own way.
Thank you very much.
薬三禅寺。Did not give lecture for a long time. The monks asked him to give them lecture. Yaksanzenji mounted on the altar and seeing every monk one by one and came down from the altar and went back to his own room again. The monk asked, the monk who was responsible for this Zendo asked him, why didn't he give any lecture? Yaksan said, there is a master. There is scripture master or Buddhist philosophy master, and I am master of Zen. Don't wonder who I am, he said. Zen monks because they are speaking influently without saying anything, just by everyday activity. That is how Zen students should be. That is why I said Buddha started giving teaching when he attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree in the country of Magadha, we should not forget this point, and we should take care of our practice. Not only Zazen practice, but only whatever we do in the Sahara. I'm very grateful for you to observe our way. In various ways, without asking, why we do that, or why we should do this. Whatever you do, that is our practice. There you will find out to yourself. Our practice is variable because we can find out ourselves on what you do in that moment. Thank you very much.